Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing very well. You are an ambassador for Aer Lingus, which is very exciting.
That's right, yeah, I am indeed. Yeah, it's great brand to be affiliated with, and they're part of our few sponsorship as well. So
yeah, I love when I go to the airport thing. And I see the planes with pictures of you guys on the side. They just look absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. As I saying to someone earlier, you often get some pictures sent to you from, say, Heathrow or Paris, people flying home saying, you're flying with me today, which is quite funny.
Is there a bit of competition among the lads, you know, because obviously not every player is pictured on the side of the planes. Is there a bit of competition as to who's getting the airline real estate?
There's been a bit of slagging over the years, yes, as opposed to how it's picked and who goes where. But yeah, it's all a bit of crack with the lads. All right.
Well, I hope after doing all these interviews now for your Aer Lingus ambassadorial role, you'll definitely be front and centre on the next plane they paint or wrap or whatever way they do it.
Fingers crossed.
Let's talk rugby. Obviously, Six Nations on the way. Simon Easterby in control. Because obviously Andy's off doing the Lions. So how are you guys finding Simon as, you know, a progression from Andy?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a change, but I think it's hugely exciting for the playing group. As far as I know, I've been coached by Simon for, I'd say, the guts of 8 to 10 years.
Right.
He's been there a long time and he knows the setup. He knows the operation. He knows the whole dynamics of the team, and he knows the players. So I wouldn't imagine it'd be too much of a change from his point of view. You know, he has a good bit of input through a lot of things during the week. So it's just, yeah, it'll be exciting for both Simon, and he's well respected within the group.
That's great. Yeah, because I was talking to Caelan Darce and he said something very similar. He said that it seems like a bit of a natural kind of progression for Simon. Obviously, yeah. You know, Andy will come back and he'll be the coach again. But, you know, do you see down the line Simon could easily take on, you know, a big province or a foreign rugby job or indeed the Irish job?
Potentially, yeah. And, you know, before he came into Ireland, he was also a head coach of Clonetley Scarlets for a number of years and was very successful with them. So, I mean, it's not as if, you know, he hasn't been a head coach before. He actually has. So, I mean, he's carrying that experience into this campaign, which is great for us as well.
Absolutely. And speaking of the campaign itself, I mean, every year we go in with this, you know, huge expectation of, first of all, winning the Six Nations. Well, I mean, first of all, win the Triple Crown, then win the Six Nations. And then you're going for the old Grand Slam. Sure, why not? Sure, we're Ireland. Yeah. We're still a tiny country of 5 million people, but yet we overachieve in this brilliant sport of rugby so much. And I just wonder what that's like for you guys at the kind of the tiny end of the wedge here, where the whole country is behind you. But ultimately, you know, we shouldn't really be as good as we are, I suppose, in some ways.
Yeah, I think, listen, we've always punched above our weight as a country in rugby, in soccer. You know, we always leave it all and give it our all. Mm. And I think for us going into any Six Nations, you know, we always give it our all. It's such to be a player experiencing it. It's such a great competition with great history. You know, from when I was a kid supporting it, you know, I used to love watching the games, going up to Lansdowne Road to watch the likes of Keith Wood playing. You know, it's huge, and we feel that as players then when we see the support that we get. And I mean, even the general buzz throughout the city the week of a home Six Nations game is like no other. So
yeah
it's just a special competition, and for us we always go in and give it our all and want to do the best we can.
Well, you've certainly done that over the years, and we look forward to whatever 2025 is going to bring. Fingers crossed, more success. Let me ask you this question, actually, Robbie. We gave away a prize recently where somebody, a kid, could be a mascot at the game, right? And so obviously they get the chance to hold hands with their heroes and walk out the tiny child and the giant men that are the Irish rugby team. How do you guys find that as players? I mean, you know, obviously you're so focused at that moment as you walk out onto the pitch at the Aviva and you're doing your, you know, the anthems are playing and all those things that are happening that we see on the telly. But you also have now responsibility for a small little child, even if it's for a few minutes. Is it a welcome distraction at those moments?
Brilliant. I think to see the joy and the nervous excitement from the mascots when they're getting ready to walk out with us, it's it's special. And I think it's something that I think they'll carry down into the future and show their friends. And it's a special moment for the mascots and their family. And it's great as well. I think that they're given the opportunity to do that, because I mean it's such an experience to walk out with your heroes and experience the Aviva packed out. So no, fair play. It's brilliant. I always love that, and that's great.
It is great, and I have to say, like, it's just a wonderful thing to watch as well when, whatever sport it is, whenever, somebody pays a little bit of attention to a mascot, or, gives them a little tussle of the hair or whatever it is, it just means so much to that kid and to that family. So no, it is brilliant to see. You guys always do it so well. Listen, I wouldn't be the man I am if I didn't ask a very important question, because Collier works on the show, is proudly from Cashel. His family have looked after the Rock for generations. Did you get married in the Cashel Palace Hotel recently?
That's right, I did. I got ma married there last year, and nearly coming up in the years just after the Six Nations last year.
Well,
I got
congratulations.
married.
How, did the Cashel people treat you well? It's very important.
Oh, it was unbelievable. We were given such a warm welcome and well looked after for the 3 days we were there. And I couldn't recommend going down to visit it. It's a gorgeous hotel, Cashel Palace, and the Rock of Cashel right behind it is an unbelievable thing to go and view.
Yeah, what a
So yeah,
backdrop.
really interesting. Yeah, it's
Absolutely.
class.
Brilliant, brilliant. And at the wedding itself, I wonder, without getting too personal, was there any of this going on? Because have a listen.
Good lad.
The old musical side there of Robbie Henshaw coming out on the Late Late there back in November. I'm not sure a lot of people knew that you had that in the locker.
Yeah, it's been a family tradition since I was about 4 or 5. I was taught the accordion and the fiddle, so there was plenty of there was a trad session on day two
Oh,
of the wedding,
fantastic.
so we had a few tunes and a bit of crack.
And
The
was there a load
family
of Henshaws getting involved?
There was the whole family got stuck in, and it was just a full session in full flow, and it was brilliant.
Absolutely amazing. Love to hear it. Right, quick fire questions for you before I let you go. What are you currently obsessed with, Robbie Henshaw? Is there anything in particular that could be anything at all in your world you're constantly thinking of?
I used to be a fan of it, but I'm getting better at it. More dog walks with my dog. I used to
Okay.
just bring the tennis ball out and throw it, but I'm actually walking around the lead now, which is I'm enjoying.
Brilliant. What kind of dog have you got?
I have a black Labrador.
And what's her name?
Her name is Luna.
Luna. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Gorgeous. Who's the most famous person in your phone, or the most famous person who's DM'd you or followed you on Instagram, or?
Probably a local Midland, our fellow Midlander, Niall Horan.
Oh, wow.
Just knew
Yeah.
him from, just knew him from my wife's from Mullingar, so I would have known him since I was back in school. So
Right.
probably Niall.
Yeah, probably one of the most famous Irish people knocking about these days. That's absolutely fair enough. Go back to the Midlands then, or go back to your school days and think about when you were about 8 years old, you had a lunch box for when Sus Beag was, and the teacher said, open up your buska there. Now, what was inside?
Probably like a ham and cheese sandwich and a yogurt and a penguin bar. Remember the penguin bars?
Robbie, I still eat penguin bars today. I
Oh,
love them.
I haven't eaten them in years. I need to find them.
Definitely. They're knocking about. If I can still find them, they're definitely still knocking about. And the final question I ask all my guests is a weird one, I know, but because I don't ever, I want to know, do you wash your legs in the shower? And look, I know you're a professional rugby player. We're taking the, you've just come off the field, you're covered in muck, take that out of the picture. Just in a general sense, if Robbie's hopping into the shower, are you washing your legs?
I think I generally do.
Okay.
Generally,
Well, I'll put you in the 60% camp then, because it's about a 60-40 split on all the people I interview between those who do and those who don't. So you're in the slight majority there. Well done.
Very good, very good.
Robbie, it's great to catch up. Listen, best of luck in the upcoming Six Nations. The entire country is behind you. And of course, Aer Lingus will be bringing you the home advantage campaign, and they'll be flying the lads across to everywhere they need to go to play the games. But listen, best of luck with it all, Robbie. Great to catch up.
Thanks a million. Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM.